Darling, you are in my thoughts tonight, as always, even if you are so very far from here where I'm sitting. I'm sending you this message in a virtual bottle, talking to the microphone, wishing I could talk directly to you instead. And I look in my calendar, seeing that Valentine's Day has come. Do you think about me also, as you look out the window, into that cold sky, thinking about the continents that separate us? Almost a year since we last met. Almost a year since you said goodbye and took off. On that long journey, to that far-off land where you would finally get to do what you liked most of all. And I was going to come after you as soon as I had worked out everything here. But little did we know what the future had in store for us. The world we thought was so small turned out to be huge, full of frontiers. I hope you remember Valentine's Day 2 years ago. Right when I wanted to read those lines to you. Those lines that I knew you loved. Hear my soul speak of the very instant that I saw you. Did my heart fly at your service? And it was true. But we were still only friends then. Even so, I was so glad when I received your roses. Those wonderful roses were yellow. Yellow is the color that stands for friendship. Because that was what we had then, friendship and respect. But really, we wanted something more. I was so glad when you came to me with them. 7 yellow roses that made my day. It feels like yesterday, but was really 2 years ago. And last year, it was my turn to send roses to you. I didn't have to think very long before I chose the color of that bouquet. 7 orange roses were my Valentine's gift for you. Orange, the color of excitement and passion. Because that was how I felt for you then. Well, how we felt for each other, I dare say. We have moved from friends to lovers, and everything was so exciting. Every day an adventure as we explored each other physically and mentally. 1 year ago. And yesterday, I was overwhelmed. When I got my flowers online from you, just in time for Valentine's, it made my heart beat extra fast and hard. And this year's color is blue. That is the color of desire and mystery, as well as the unattainable. The feelings when we are longing for each other from a distance. Feeling blue can be bitter, but also sweet. I'm looking at your flowers now. They are so beautiful and so mystical. They give me faith and also hope that we will meet again. That all that is happening will pass eventually, and we will be able to look forward again. That is what I feel when I look at those blue roses right now. I'm looking forward to next year, when it is again my turn to give the flowers to you. And I feel so certain that I already have decided which color they will have. It will be the color of love and passion. The love we will share when we are together again. The simplest way to say, I love you. For the color of next year is red. 7 red roses. Deep red. For the deep love I feel for you, that serious passion that links us together, that flame that burns within us both, that flame that I hope will never be extinguished. It will be my best Valentine's Day ever. And for you also, I hope, a completion of the cycle of roses, from white to orange to blue and then red, our cycle of Valentine's days. Until then, my love, I will take your roses and smell their sweet scent, thinking of you this Valentine's and all other days that lie ahead, until we do meet, and I will give you my kisses, my love, feeling that our two hearts beat as one.